The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here.
Fight the good fight after the battle.
I'm the man.
Every minute, every day.
The voice of the people.
Fight the good fight after the battle. It's your moment.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. It is the July 10th, 2020, Friday edition, 710 KNUS. We are the voice of the people, Denver's talk station. Here we go. 710 KNUS Weather Center, weather 100 degrees. It's going to be hot. You hot. Friday morning, 100 degrees. Saturday's 95, 93 on Sunday. Please say good morning. Matt, bring him up. First of all, please say good morning. We'll do Randy first. He'll be here sitting in this seat tomorrow morning at this time. He's an attorney. What a job he's done, Randy Corpin. But last but not least, you talk about to be the man. He is the man. Ladies and gentlemen, John Vandermeer. So we'll begin. Hey, John, good morning, and thanks for doing a radio show, and what a week and everything else. But good morning to you first.
Well, good morning, and it's nice to be with you. Thank you, Peter.
Oh.
I love you, brother.
It goes without saying. All right, counselor, you did a hell of a job. Good morning, Randy Corcoran. Welcome back. You'll be here tomorrow morning. Randy, good morning.
Well, Pete, two things. I like you pretty much as well. And and I run my show 9 to noon now, so thanks for that. But, yeah, it's funny because we've been bombarded with media requests. And when John and I talked about it, there was only one show we were going to go do at least first. And that was to come on with our brother and so much history and so much just, you know, love of community. Seemed like a good place to start here because you've been fighting for us forever. And now I feel like the Vandermeers are fighting for everybody, too.
Yeah. I want to first of all thank John for 4 or 5 days of talk radio. I should be sending you some money.
Well, that's fine. We can accept that right now. We have some bills. Let me tell you.
You know what?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Peter. And this is 8 gig.
Your phone's breaking, Randy. Your phone's breaking.
Are you saying this is not a paid gig?
mine, yours, or John's? Which one of the three? I had a friend used to say to me, "Get down on your hands and knees and thank God for these people because they give you a talk show." And
yeah.
I'm thinking, let us begin at the beginning. Randy, if you could take the legal part of this, and then we'll talk to John about the, you know, the rest of the parts of this. How did yesterday go? And what is your feelings when the judge puts this on hold? And I'm thinking to myself, I thought this was an emergency. Randy, I'll turn it over to you if you would tell the story.
I've learned to be very careful to read too much into the comments and, you know, kind of preliminary decisions of a judge. But I was moved almost to tears by just listening to her open herself up. There were 540 people watching the proceedings yesterday via WebEx. And she really talked this through. She spoke about how important her next decision is to the community and how you know, how difficult of a decision it is because there's really nothing for her to look back to. There is no precedent for a judge to rely on in coming up with her next decision. So I am grateful that she realizes how significant this is. And I agree with you. I mean, if the health department had made the case that this was a public health emergency to stop the way the Vandermeers are running, then the judge wouldn't have given herself another couple of weeks to make a decision.
Yeah. John, when they sent this guy in, Rada. Did he identify himself at any time or place to you or anybody working at Bandamir's on the 4th of July?
No.
Yeah, see, and that's the no that's most important. And as a reader, when I read their press release, and I knew at that point when they said they had observers. So that's just, I'm sorry, you guys shouldn't be on the air with them. But those are just, they're narking on the Bandamir's. And did this guy ever, Mr. Bandamir, did the guy ever go around to any of your employees or yourself and say, these people are not properly lining up or not wearing masks or not social distancing and all the PC terms? Did any, at one time, did this Rada character approach you or Sporty or anybody to tell you things were off wrong?
No.
Randy, what do you do with that?
Well, I actually took some time with Mr. Rada on the witness stand to explore that, and it came out that he and John Bandamir have a long relationship. I know they're involved in prayer meetings and different things, and that they've been friends. And so it was troubling to me that if the idea is for the county, which, and I'll tell you, I went over and I told both of those health officials that we understand how difficult of a situation that they're in. They're not in charge of the politics of this thing. They have mandates that come down from above that they have to try and figure out how to implement. But if the goal is to find a way for a county health department to work with one of the most significant businesses in the state historically, and its benefit to Jefferson County just can't even quantify, then why, if you've got someone on the ground, wouldn't you talk about it? Dr. Johnson had promised John Bandamir that he would call him after the 4th of July event so they could talk about hotspots and ways to work things through. And because of the way the event occurred, I guess, they didn't even call. Instead, they ran into court to try and get this preliminary injunction, which would allow them to micromanage every aspect of the future of the operations of Bandamir Speedway while this pandemic is, or this former pandemic is around.
Back to John Bandamir. John Bandamir, Randy Corcoran are with us. I don't know how many years we've done radio and gone to the races with you and social events and MC1 Honor Run. I was running down a list of things this morning to the audience. How do you feel? I mean, you and your family, and 58's the year that your dad opened it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you how we feel. I will give that to you in a scripture verse. You know that I would do that anyway.
Yes, I know.
The Lord himself goes before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So don't be afraid, and don't be discouraged. And that's where we're at right now. We're not afraid, and we're not discouraged. Ironically, Randy was maybe going to tell you about this, but I'll go ahead and just share it just a little bit. We got together after the judge had put things on hold and had explained everything. And we got together around the round table at our office as a family and just kind of more or less saying what happened. We thought this was a real emergency. But anyway, the issue is we said, you know what? We ought to just reach out to the public officials for the help. And we ought to just tell them, you know, I mean, we got 2 weeks here that we could be looking over our shoulder and are we doing things right, wrong, whatever, and we're going to continue to race. And so the point was, is we said, let's just reach out to them and have them come out, and because we've got big events like the Mile High Nationals and Truck Invasion and several things that are large events that we'd like to have take place this year. And, it seems like people who are really smart could get together and figure out ways to make that work. And so we called. Ironically, we're getting ready to call, I should say, and they actually reached out to us and said, could we get together? And so we're actually going to get together with them this morning and have a conversation and go over things. But it's exactly what should have happened, you know, honestly, a long time ago. And it really should have happened on the 6th, right after the event. That's what should have happened. But, hey, that's water under the bridge.
Well, John Bandemir is with us, who hung the moon, and Randy Corcoran, who I raised him from a pup, and he's turned into one hell of a talk show host, and he's a pretty fair lawyer. And I don't know if it was a win yesterday or not. That is to be determined. But I don't want to get either one of you in trouble because of your standing in this. You are the principals. But I think it was an overwhelming screw job. I think it was an attempt to knock you guys out of the box. And I think they were flexing muscle. If I understand what the health department wanted, and Randy, you can, that they wanted John to ask permission to come to them, as I say, like the Irish say, with your hat in your hand, and ask approval for every event the Bandemirs do, safety plans, everything else I read. Is that, do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, going back to the first part of your comment, not only did they immediately, you know, rather than calling John and talking about the event and how to work things out better moving forward, they sought this injunction, but they also told me that they are going to seek a contempt citation against the Bandemir Speedway, which could involve jail time and fines, you know, as a punishment for the way the the event went. But and on the flip side, I do want to give a little more credit to the director and to the agents, Jim Rada, they were
embarrassed.
They were honest. They were embarrassed, perhaps, but they were honest on the stand. They acknowledged the integrity of John Bandemir, that they believe him and believe in him because he's a spiritual man with a lengthy track record. And they didn't have to say those things.
You know, with John respect, with respect, Randy, to you, and more of that to John, that's crocodile tears. I'm sorry. They did what they did. They attempted to get away with it. They didn't get away with it. Hopefully the radio show and the radio station played out in it. But certainly John Bandemir stands alone, and you did one hell of a job. But, you know, and I know that you're in a court situation, and that's why I'd say this, that's crocodile tears. If they really believed that, why'd they do it to him in the first place?
Well, again, they do have these mandates that come down from above.
They put a spy in there. Randy. Come on.
So to answer your other question, yes, what they were asking this court to do was to order, moving forward, that the Bandemir Speedway provide a safety plan. And I'll tell you, the last safety plan kind of exchange we had grown to 6 pages, I think, small, tiny print, single spaced, for every single one of their events. And that includes things like Test and Tune, where there's a couple hundred people or less that show up for something like that. And it's an outrageous demand from our perspective.
Peter Boyle's with the two best, Randy Corcoran, John Bandemir. It's 14 after the hour. John, do you ever get a sense that they're attempting just to put you out of business?
At times, I do feel that way, yes. And that's why I wanted to reach out to them, because, you see, I have to we're in a situation to where we need to give the NHRA an answer. Can we do this? Can we make this work? Can we, you know, I mean, we just live in a really different time right now, Peter. I mean, it's kind of like, it's almost like it's surreal. And you know, I got to say, I got to give an iconic deal. Would you believe that the Napa Jet Car Nationals, and the ad before I come on your show is Napa. I just have to tell you
the mystery.
What a great company! All of our sponsors have hung in there with us, and the support that we are receiving right now from people, not only just financially, I mean encouragement, but financially, and I mean it's honestly so humbling that I can't even hardly explain it to you.
Yeah, I know, John.
And Pete, let me just step in. There are a couple of things. The Mile High Nationals are the biggest event every year for Bandimere. And the NHRA is requiring of them to have, you know, the approval, the agreement of these health regulators in order for them to hold it. And Bandimere has to give them an answer by Wednesday. So there is tremendous incentive to try and find those compromises and agreements that could allow that to go forward, not just for the Bandimere's bottom line, but for the millions of fans around the world who tune in, show up, and everything else. And, you know, one piece of this that just disgusted me, Pete, that hasn't gotten much play, is that the day before the 4th of July, the God and Country, Bandimere God and Country Rally for America, armed agents from liquor enforcement showed up demanding documents and then summarily suspended their license. They showed up with guns and badges.
Randy, I know. I mean, John Bandimere, Randy Corcoran, I got to tell you something. That's Jared Polis. I you know, please, I don't want to pull you into my thought process because it could reflect later in a courtroom, but look, these guys are all connected to hip. You know, when Johnson and Rada, they say these things, there's a crocodile tears, they got caught, and that, you know, they the media was on the side of the health department. And, you know, I got to say, John, I got to tell you something. When I knew I was going to talk to you guys this morning, you know, Randy got me off of a 120-mile-an-hour speeding ticket in Wyoming on my motorcycle. And so I had a woman on the back, and I'm doing a buck 20 in Wyoming, and I got yanked. Randy got me out of it. So if he can get me out of that, I knew he could walk you out of that courtroom. But let me ask you another question. Where, financially, in a lousy question, how can we help the Bandimeres? Randy, how can we help?
Well, I'll tell you, people are already stepping up. After the court hearing yesterday, we went ahead and set up a GoFundMe because I don't expect the Bandimeres to run Mile High Nationals, frankly. I expect the pressure to keep coming against them. And the money to go down. And in the, I don't know, 8 or 10 hours that the thing has been up, over $9,000 has been raised for them. So people can just go to GoFundMe, put in Bandimere, put in God and Country. It'll take them right to the page and donate. It's crucial, I think, to keep this place alive. And you asked about shutting them down. Peter, across the street, across the 470 highway, there is a 1,200-lot housing development going in.
Yeah.
Do you think those people are going to live with the drag races Friday and Saturday night?
John and I have talked about this. And it's like the people that, when they ran the scam to build DIA, people bought houses in Park Hill knowing airplanes landed over their heads. What Federico Pena and Roy Romer were able to do was, oh, my God, a plane's going to crash in your house. You got to build DIA. The same thing was done. The federal joint out on Federal, people built their houses looking at that federal institution and said, oh, my God, there's a prison there. The same thing is true with what happened to John. John, do you, I mean, one of the highlights of my year is to go to the Mile High Nationals and see everybody that, you know, you respect and love. What do you think is going to happen?
Right now, at this point in time, we're really, you know what my prayer is? My prayer is that people would wake up to the fact that this is no longer a pandemic. And I mean, Randy pointed it out so well that, I mean, in Jefferson County, I'm the one that's really, I'm at my age, I'm you know, I'm suspect of whatever, but the issue is, I mean, the truth of the matter is 94% of all deaths in Jefferson County, all of them, have been from the age 60 and older.
Yeah, it's us.
Now, think about it. So the people who really basically, and there are some 60-year-olds that come to the race, but the point I'm getting at is that the majority of the people that come to our place are people who are falling into about a 0.0006 chance of ever even getting it, or if they have it, have already recovered.
But this is the point of what I believe Jefferson County did to you. It wasn't about this. This was not about this. This was about shutting, well, yeah. You know, it's like the, what's that great line, that living in a senior community and your family can't visit you, and then you realize that they didn't visit you before the pandemic. That's like, you know, wait a minute.
Right.
So what are the next steps, Randy? Randy Corpin, Peter Boyles, and, of course, the one and only John Vandermeer. Randy's here tomorrow. What are the next steps, and what are we waiting for?
We're waiting, number one, to see if Jefferson County moves forward with a contempt citation for the 4th of July event. We're waiting for the ruling from Judge Russell on July 21st at 9 a.m. And we're trying to raise money to make sure that Vandermeer can continue to function. And I think John and I both feel very grateful that the health department had the same idea that we did.
Mm.
Rather than slug this out in court, let's see if there's a compromise that can be reached. Yeah. But I will tell you, we also intend to move forward with our own complaint to put a stop to these unconstitutional and improperly executed laws once and for all.
I would not trust these people. There's no reason. I do believe this, as Peter Boyle is saying this, with Randy and, Mr. Vandermeer here. There's a... Colorado the term overstate, a deep state. This is not only deep Jeffco, this is deep Colorado. And I hope the judge does the right thing, but it doesn't mean they won't come right back down John's throat again. They can play nicey in a courtroom, but they weren't nicey. They put a spy on John's track who never approached him, never identified himself. He was there to find the crime. Randy, do you agree, or I don't want to put you on the spot. I agree.
No, I publicly cross-examined him about that very thing. I asked him, did you talk to the Vandermeers? Did you go up to the staff? And here was the most important question that neither of the health officials could answer, and I asked it several times. They're wanting the Vandermeers to enforce, and I said, how? What would you have them do? Are they to go put a mask on their face? Are they to manhandle someone off their premises? There was an agent from public health that was there. He didn't take any of those steps. But apparently they want Vandermeer to be the enforcement agent for these one-size-fits-all guidelines that they've spent months using to screw with us. And last thing I'll say, Peter, and we can only give you one segment today.
I know.
But the very first exhibit, my number one exhibit at court, was a full page-sized picture of the sign at the front of every entrance into the Vandermeer facility. And it says, warning, enter venue at your own risk. At what point do people have the individual right and need to take the individual responsibility to decide if they want to go celebrate Independence Day with this God-fearing, country-loving family that's been an icon in Jefferson County for 62 years.
Final comment, Mr. Vandermeer?
Or go to a baseball game or a football game. Yeah. Or I mean, I think we're on the very cusp of doing this for everybody. Peter, there's a lady. She's a very nice woman. She runs a place called the Hope House here in Denver. They've done marvelous things for single women. She's really been ill. She's really struggled, but we invited her to come to the 4th of July. She came with her family and her husband. And these are the stories. There's hundreds of thousands of stories like this, but she said, you know, for the first time, I started to heal. I felt like I was alive. I was there. I was with people. And I felt like I was alive. And what this is doing to people is it's killing them mentally. And we can't let that happen.
They do it with the power of the state, a compliant media. We've been over this thousands and thousands of times. John, I'll call you this afternoon. Randy, tomorrow morning at 9, I flipped that. I'm sorry, it's George Early and then you guys. What are you going to do on the radio? Let me guess. What are you going to do on the radio show tomorrow, Randy?
Well, I'm not scheduling any guests just want to hear from callers, listeners, kind of let down a little bit. I've been politically correct all week, all week long, and I'm not planning to be politically correct tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We may be breaking a big story from ICE, though. We may have John. Oh, heck, I always forget his last name. It's a complicated name. But one of the agents from ICE may be on the show tomorrow. That's the only guess I'm contemplating, at least right now.
I love that suit. You got that suit. I don't know that guy. I don't know that guy.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Rick Salinger was there every day as we went in, or not as we went in, but as we came out of the courtroom. And my wife, you know, will record the news if there's a chance I'm going to be in it, and we'll look to see what kind of coverage that we're getting. And Rick Salinger put together an excellent story on CBS4. If it's on CBS4's website or something,
he's a good man.
I would encourage everybody to go look at that, because it ends with John Bandemir in prayer, and there could be no better way than to exemplify what the Bandemir family stands for.
I had lunch with him about a year ago. He's an old head. He's, you know, he hasn't fallen into the trap of these other outlets, and his son's working in the business now too. Rick's a decent, good man. John, a final comment you'd like to give to the audience, if you would, please.
Joshua 1:9.
Yeah.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Randy, final comment, and then you're back tomorrow?
Yeah, the Bandemirs are going to need help to get through this, and so I would ask everybody to hit the GoFundMe page, put in Bandemir, put in God and Country. Either one will take you right to their page. It's a beautiful sunset picture of Bandemir Speedway in all of its glory, and every penny can help them continue through what may be the loss of their biggest event of the year.
Yeah. Love you both. John, my respect. Randy, you too. John, I'll talk to you this afternoon. Randy, hell of a job, Bubba. You really hit it. You really did. I thought you paid that judge off in Wyoming, but apparently not.
Well, love you too, brother. And
thank
I appreciate
you.
The opportunity to come on with you.
John, the best. I'll talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you.
John Bandemir, Randy Corcoran. We have open lines coming up right after this on 710 KNUS.
We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
Friday morning, everyone, the 10th morning of July, 2020. That was great. John Bandemir, Randy Corcoran coming up, Dr. Tom Noel and Dennis Gallagher on history and tearing down monuments. Nancy Pelosi's great line, people will do what they want to do. Really, Nancy, when it comes to tearing down monuments. I don't buy what happened in that courtroom for a second. Look, Johnson and Rada, any of these people, the last thing that they thought was going to happen when they narked on Bandemir is they're going to end up in a courtroom with television cameras outside getting cross-examined by Randy. They thought that they would get in there, slam dunk the Bandemirs, and then they do what's called crocodile tears. My foot. They will come right back and they'll try and jam Bandemir right up again. They'd be nicey-nicey in a courtroom. You know why? Because they're caught. They got caught. You think they really expected this monkey butt radio show to be talking about them and the disparaging remarks that I make mornings after mornings after mornings? Of course not. You think that Corcoran was going to jam them up or the Bandemirs were going to fight back? Of course not. They thought their little public health narcs, they thought John and his family would roll. They had no idea, and they ran a scam. And like when Randy was talking about, I'd heard about them showing up with guns to take their liquor license. That's Jared Polis. We have a deep state inside of Colorado. Jeffco has a deep county. Your thoughts this morning, 303-696-1971. And coming up, two of the best I know. I mean, this is like a great morning to have good people on. And Corcoran's here tomorrow. And, of course, John Bandemir. 710 KNUS, your turn. In this time of uncertainty, now more than ever, you convert your diamonds and gold and sterling silver and wedding bands and Rolexes into cash, whatever you got. David Ellis Jewelry, everybody needs dough right now. Get instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and coins and jewelry in Colorado for decades. David offers confidential valuations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, and antique items. There's no obligation. Park and walk in and see him. David Ellis Jewelry today, 303-322-8255. 8779, 303-322-8779. He's at 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North. They got black awnings on the building. The website's davidellisjewelry.com. Call him up, 303-322-8779. Make your deal. I mean, you'll be glad that you did. Just want to know what something's worth for your home insurance. David Ellis, Cherry Creek. All right. This begins on the 4th of July, and they narked on him. I asked Jonas, did they ever identify themselves? No. But they're so concerned about people getting sick, why didn't they stop the transfer if, in fact, that was going to happen? Because they had no intent. They were down. They were climbing on him. That's what it was for. And now they get caught, and so they're making nicey-nicey in the courtroom in front of the judge. It's not true. None of it's true. They're angling on Bandemir for all kinds of reasons. He's a dog whistle for these jokers. You know, don't be drawn back into this. And now they're worried about the Nationals. Look, the Mile High Nationals are Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, your birthday, all rolled into one for not only for the Bandemirs, but for the little town of Morrison. And they should be talking right now. But here's the problem that they're going to have is then the same creeps will come after them. Oh, we got a Joe. Joe, you're on a radio show, man. Good morning. Thanks.
Yeah, you know, considering that the Communist Demon Rat Party does not even understand anything about the Word of God, maybe they understand some of their own laws that they forced into place in the last 20 years. You know what the Americans with Disability Act is?
Well, I know what it is, but tell me why you got a problem.
Yeah, well, right? When you have a lung disease, you cannot be rebreathing your own carbon dioxide. You can't have one or the other or both. In other words, what you're trying to tell me is, okay, 6 feet distance from someone else, and yet breathing my own carbon dioxide will impair my lung function even further.
And
so
I've heard,
under the ADA, they cannot force a person to do that.
I've heard that argument. I've heard that argument, yeah.
Plus, one other reality is you have a reality of community immunity. And if you do not allow all the people that are not comorbid with other diseases under about 55 to catch this and for this to go away,
I've heard that.
This will go on for month after month after month.
The problem, the mask issue, we've been over many, many times on radio, and there's people that say, never mind.
That have lung dysfunction.
I'm not going to tell anybody anything, Joe. Joe, I'm not telling anybody anything. I'm saying we've discussed the mask many times. Go ahead, Joe.
Under the Americans with Disabilities Act?
I'm not telling anybody anything. You are.
No, I'm saying are the Demon Rat Communist Party going to tell the rest of us liberty-loving Americans? And besides that, under HIPAA laws, we're talking about the medical HIPAA, you know, we're talking about the reality of they do not have a right to get in the middle of your medical decisions between you and your doctor or you and your family.
No, we do.
So
have,
here they are trying to play God,
listen,
my grit.
Listen, they're all right. Thank you for your call. All right, we have compliance things that you know, like safe water and cigarettes. I mean, that stuff is all understandable. And wearing a mask is, again, you know, this idea of masking or not masking, choices or complying or mandatory. I started a radio show this morning with using the term comply, which is what now they're crying in court. Would you just please quit? They want the Bandemirs to knuckle under. And I think for a number of different reasons. I think it was a dog whistle to these politically correct, sin-seeking bureaucrats. And they did it. They put this guy in who now says nice things about John. Man, you got no shame. Dude, you have no shame. You're ratting him. You're rat-snaking him on the night that it counted. And now John's very good. Because you know why Rada and Mark Johnson and the rest of these people? Because they're caught. They're caught. We caught them. The Bandemirs got Randy. Randy caught them. Television cameras showed up. The Monkey Butt Show takes them on. And they're in there like a cat in a sandbox. They don't know what to do. They've never been, nobody's ever called them out before. You know, John's a very decent man. No, you don't believe that. Not for a second. If you believed that, then why'd you do it to him? Ah, because now you're caught. And once you're caught in the world they live in, then they have to. They scurry. They run and hide. But they're only laying back to come at the guy again. I hope the Mile High Nationals take place, but They were iffy. John was iffy, and Randy was iffy. The Bandimers, that's like the restaurant that works Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because the money comes in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Bandimers, they run that track when the season starts, but everybody's headed to the Nationals. And I go to the Nationals every year, man. It is like the best. If you're a car geek, that's it, right? Nope. You watch what they do, and don't believe them for a second, and hope the judge, we'll see what happens. Now they want to talk to Bandimere. Well, of course they do now. They're outed. They're in the open. They're running. They're hiding. Vampires, man, they're going back in the coffin. No, don't let them do it. But John Bandimere has to protect his family. He's the patriarch. They have to do the right thing now. And you always wonder, where is the little town of Morrison? I got to tell you, they don't want to get dropped on either. We'll come back right after this, 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Friday morning, everyone. The 10th morning of July. It's going to be 100 today. When you hot, you hot. 95 Saturday, 93 Sunday. Back to work Monday, 98 degrees. We go to Amy and Alpine. I didn't even look at the numbers yet. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Yes, it's me again. It's me. A lot more Amy than Brian and Gabe this week. Apologies to the listeners, but happy Friday is right. Going to be a hot one, and we're leading into the weekend with some green numbers to start the Friday. The Dow's up 135, and the S&P's also positive, up by 6. NASDAQ finally negative for a chance, even though we again reached all-time highs yesterday. So, you know, the numbers are trickling in here, Pete, with giant employers. United Airlines, a big name here, of course, in Denver and nationally, agreeing on early retirement and voluntary furloughs. I think, you know, this is kind of a symptom of the times, and it certainly is going to be common with a lot of major, major corporate employers. That being said, pension buyouts and everything are a very careful decision. We help people try to work through those numbers, as Gabe alluded to earlier this week. Long story short, though, summer is kind of a vulnerable time for markets. We're going to see choppy times ahead. I think a little bit of stick-to-itiveness is a good reminder during these dog days of summer. And if anyone has questions or wants a personal plan, give us a call.
303-843-0918, the number. Everybody's there now. Investing is a matter of trust. It will earn yours. 303-843-0918, made number for Alpine. Amy, have a good weekend. We'll do it again Monday morning. Thanks a lot.
And you got it, Pete. You too. Enjoy.
Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
All right, 303-696-1971. What a week it has been. Matt, you did a whale of a job. We're back here Monday. Billy returns. Mandatory and comply. I wrote this note. I write little notes down to myself for the award-winning show. Do you feel the government wants you to comply? And what does comply mean? Words like mandatory and comply. Now, coming up, Dr. Tom Noel and Dennis Gallagher and this movement of the far left, the politically correct, the little Antifa characters, is to start to take down this country. Now, something like Bandimere, they really are linked. When the people who want to destroy Rushmore. And again, these are all the PC far-left people. You will comply. Remember, I mean, it's the most important part of this is control. Comply, control, and mandatory really are interlocking words with the mindset of the far-left. And so, as the man said, this is what we're watching happen. And they say, we're doing this for, you know, we'll do this. Look, they weaseled Bandimere, and then they got caught. And then they sit in a courtroom and say nice things. Don't buy it. Do not buy it for 11 seconds. Do not buy it. All right, we're going to run some calls. We'll go to Wes, and then Tom and Dennis are on the show. Wes, you're on the show, man. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Hey,
I just got a little thought on this, and you may have shared it for about 5 minutes when I had to step away. On this Bandimere thing, I have a funny feeling that the possibility that the county might just wait until about the 17th or maybe even the 20th and decide, you know, I think we're just going to pull this case back and have it dismissed.
I think they've waded in this deep, and I think it blew up on them is what I think. It was huge overreach, and they screwed with the wrong guy.
Right.
And I mean, when they're saying, well, they sat in that courtroom and made nice. No, that's crocodile tears. That's nonsense. They're going to come right back. They'll come right back at Bantamweight. All these guys did is they got their ass kicked. And but believe me when I tell you, bureaucrats can't take that.
Oh, that's for sure.
They'll regroup and come at them in another way. It's just, take it to the bank. Randy's talking about the developers. And again, it's like you read these stories about guys that have horse ranches or, barns. And so here comes, Barney the developer, and he builds the McMansion. And then these people go, it smells around here. It smells around here. We have to get, I know what Romer did and Pena did. I was working the gig. They ran that scam on Park Hill, and all the Park Hill people, these airplanes, they could crash and land right in our houses. We have to move Stapleton. Bought the house when the airplane, the airplanes are landing over your head when you bought the house. The same thing that the joint that's out on Federal, that Federal Correction Institute, they built all those homes out there. There's a prison over there. Really? What did you think was going on? Do you think that was a boys' camp over there? Or, wayward girls? I mean, it's a prison. You saw all the, you saw all the razor wire and you saw the fences and, what did you think? You have to move that prison because we now live here. And the guy's got a horse farm, out in Parker. He's had it for 500 years. And then here comes the developer and you have to move it. I come outside and it's just appalling.
Okay.
Hey, lady.
Anymore.
Yeah. When you moved there, what the hell did you think? And so they ran on Bandimere and now they're in court. Listen, why? And I keep coming it up. This guy, why didn't he tell the Bandimeres? Why didn't he correct the Bandimeres? Why didn't he go when he was there watching all these life-threatening things that were taking place where, like, Donald Trump's going to kill your grandma, but why didn't he go over and go, Mr. Bandimere, got a minute? Maybe we could do this differently. We could save these. They had no intention of doing that. They were there to invent crime.
See, I think that's the reason why the judge gave him over almost 2 weeks to think about this.
Hey, but Bubba, think it through. This is the end of the world. We must do this. This is a health emergency. Well, I'll take a bunch of days here and figure this out.
Yeah.
No, screw them. I don't have to be in court, or at least not this time. But
it's your week off.
Yeah, it's my week off, but I can say it. Don't believe these people. Don't believe a word they say. They're liars. And I think when they sent the liquor guys in with guns to a place like Bandimere guns. I mean, I'm a huge Second Amendment guy. They came in with heaters on Bandimere. That was Polis. I mean, I bet the bankroll, which isn't that big, but I'd say, okay, Uncle Jerry pulled that slicky, and these boys are all interconnected, and this is the deep state. For real. Not making it up.
Not getting any shallower, it looks like.
No. I mean, come on. I've been around it too long. Thanks, man. Take care of yourself. On the other side, it begins with, Peter, I'd like to see that statue of Robert E. Lee come down. We're getting Rushmore. This is my prediction. Buffalo Bill's grave up on Lookout Mountain. The clock's on. Dr. Tom and Dennis Gallagher, two of my true favorites, coming up 710 KNUS. Hold on your hats.